Next question, last name is Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, first name is Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, date of birth 5/2/32, PM is Ferguson, very present, 80-year-old white female, which is known to me for CKD stage 3 and hypercalcemia. Period. The patient also has had problems with right breast cancer, for which she has been followed by Dr. Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, on chronic anastrozole therapy, parenthesis hormonal therapy. Period. The patient has also low vitamin D, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Period. Continue to be followed by her primary care physician, Dr. A. Nelson, period. No chest pain, no abdominal pain, as active as she can be, period. Assessment plans, number one, CKD stage 2 to 3, period, creatinine 0.90, estimated GFR of 63 mL per minute, period. The patient has no significant proteinuria, period. Like a theory of the mild renal insufficiency, secondary to hypertension, atherosclerosis, and also a degree of end-stage nephropathy, period. Patient was taking end-stage for her rheumatoid arthritis and also for her left hip after she had the left hip replacement, period. Continued to wear end-stage and COX-2 inhibitors, period, and the clean 3 months with lab number 2, hypercalcemia, period, current calcium levels 9.6, and vitamin levels down to 24.9, period. I'm going to increase the vitamin D to 2,000 units a day, period. Continue to check vitamin D as well as calcium level. Next. Hypertension, period, stable, period, blood pressure, and goal, no changes. Next, right breast carcinoma, period, continue anastrozole therapy, and followed by oncology with Dr. Ahmed. Next, arthralgias, period, continue to take tramadol on a daily basis at nighttime, stable. Next, low vitamin D, period, increases vitamin D level to 2,000 units a day, period, to check the pronator and the clinic. Next, sick sinus syndrome, period, status post-pacemaker replacement in the past, period. I continue follow up with cardiology. Thank you very much. And the dictation, please send a copy of this to Dr. A. Nelson. Thank you.